Greetings, I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Keith Murky, Education and Outreach Associate with the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights, and this is the second of the two shows we're doing with Keith. Today's focus is discrimination in healthcare, which is something that we all, since we're dealing with healthcare much more nowadays, should listen to, as well as some changes in the law. So, Keith, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for coming back again. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, who did not catch the last show, please tell us about the commission.
The Maryland Commission on Civil Rights is the state commission that enforces several of our statutes, which include the discrimination and harassment. So that's Title 20, basic discrimination and harassment in employment, housing, public accommodations, state contracts, what we call commercial non-discrimination, and now healthcare provisions. So we are the investigative, so we enforce the law as well as investigate complaints, but we also do free training and education for groups and agencies, companies, faith communities throughout the state of Maryland. We just want to make sure that the state is free from all illegal discrimination.
Could you give us some contact information, please?
Sure. You can contact the office. The phone number, two phone numbers, one is local and one can be if you're out of the area, 410-767-8600. The toll-free is 1-800-637-6247. And you can always check out our website, which is mccr.maryland.gov. And then you can actually contact us through that website as well. It is full of things that we're doing by the law.
Let's talk about that, the Crown Act and the new law that has come in.
Sure. So this last session, so this is like went into effect as of October, is that the legislator added a definition to our protected class of race, and it deals with hair texture and texture. So they included that race includes traits associated with race, like including hair texture, Afro hairstyles, and protective hairstyles. And then, of course, protective hairstyles are things like braids, twists, locks. So those were all added in law, so it's written in there that this is a part of our definition of race, is actually how people wear their hair and the texture of the hair. Because we were having complaints of people that were touching, like, African-American women's hair because it was different and, you know, that kind of stuff, or being told you can't wear that kind of style of hair, too.
Let's talk about discrimination in healthcare.
Sure.
As I mentioned in the lead-in, we are all in this pandemic feeling much more and much more aware of healthcare than we have been. And a lot of folks, of course, hopefully everybody is going to get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
What is legal and illegal in that area?
Well, I mean, the new statute that's been added, and now we have co-jurisdiction with the health department when it comes to discrimination in the provision of services. So the way that's done, it's called the General Health Services Act, Healthcare Providers Discrimination and Provision of Services. The policy of the state is to provide affordable health care throughout the state to all, regardless of race, color, religion, age, sex, national origin, marital status, sexual orientation, gender identity, and disability, and prohibit discrimination with respect to those by any person in order to protect and ensure the peace, health, and safety, prosperity, and general welfare of people. So not only does it, we want to make sure that we're providing affordable health care based on all of those protected classes, so people can't be not denied affordable health care because of any one of those things. So notice even things like marital status, age. So when people are like, well, we're not going to be able to, you're already old with pre-existing conditions or whatever, you know, like if you're basing it on age, you can't do that. And then discrimination on the provision of health care as well, not only the affordable health care, but just prohibit discrimination at all in respect to that, because we know that in Maryland, we need to assure and protect the health and welfare of all persons who live here.
Unfortunately, though, we are out of time, Keith, so that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. Keith, could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Sure. You can go to our website at mccr.maryland.gov or you can call us at 410-767-8600, or you can call us with our toll-free number, 1-800-637-6247.
For Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank our guest today, Keith Murphy, who's an Education and Outreach Associate with the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights, for being our guest. Thank you, Keith.
Thank you very much.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
I will try.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.